Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Bet Mishnah Dalid. Mishnah says, Masmer Hagara Tameh. The pin of a blood letter is able to become Tameh, which this was a type of blade that the blood letter would use to cut a hole in the arm of a patient, and then he would draw blood from it. It could become Tameh because it's a metal Keli, which could become Tameh even though there's no container. Veshel Evin Hasha'ot Tahor, the pin of a sundial, a pin inserted into the sundial to mark the hours, is Tahor because it's just a sign that doesn't do any actual movement or work. A sundial is a metal rod that had pins put into it that, depending on where the sun moved, the shadow that it would cast would say the time of day that it was. Rabbi Sadok metameh. But Rabbi Sadok says the pin of the sundial can become tameh because it does perform a certain function even though it doesn't move. Now we'll talk about a weaver's pin, which is a metal rod that's long that a person who's weaving would put into a wooden spool. Yarn is wound around that spool and it's used as part of the weaving process. Masmer Hagardi Tameh, the pin of a weaver can become Tameh, even though the pin is attached to a spool, which is not subject to Tum'ah because it doesn't have a container. The metal pin can become Tameh because it's considered to be the main part of the device. We'll now talk about a special cabinet that people who were grinding beans would use to store the already ground beans. The cabinet was heavy and it wasn't really movable. Ve'aron shel garosot, a wooden cabinet of bean grinders. Rabbi Sadok metameh. Rabbi Sadok says it can become tameh because it's wood, a wooden object that has a container. Ve'achamim taharin. Achamim say no, it is tahor because it's not meant to be moved. And the halacha is if a wooden keli is not meant to be moved, it cannot become tameh. We learn that out from the Pisukim. The cabinet that we're talking about would rest on a wagon. The wagon is used to support the cabinet, not carry it. The cabinet wasn't moved at all. Hayata agala shela shel mateche teme'a. If the wagon is made of metal, then and the wagon is able to become tameh, because it's not a secondary part of the wooden cabinet, but it's a metal keli in its own right.